I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hiya, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, there are a few fish that appear in Cape waters that fishermen just light up when they talk about, and one of those is bonito. It's that time of year when bonito appears, so let's take a moment to talk about them. For anyone who doesn't know, describe a bonito.
Yes, a bonito is one of those late summer visitors to our water. They're in the tuna and mackerel family, so they look kind of like a small tuna, often confused with false albacore, which are the other small tuna that show up this time of year. Bonito are built for speed. They're fast. They're streamlined. They've got a forked tail, silvery in color with greenish-yellow along the sides and some stripes on the back. They don't get very big. About 5 pounds is a typical size. But they're great fighters, and that's what gets fishermen so excited about them.
Now, you mentioned that they're built for speed. It's one of the things that make these fish tricky to target. Explain how you go for bonito.
Well, because they're so fast, they tend to feed and pop up right at the surface very quickly and then move on. So one way people target them is they look for them feeding on the surface. They call it run-and-gun fishing. Try and run the boat up and gun a lure in there as fast as you can. That's one way to go about it. Another way that's very popular is to troll for them. And because they are such fast swimming fish, folks troll lures, and that's dragging them behind a boat at very high speeds. And that way the bonito can catch up and take them. And bonito eat mostly small fish. So any kind of small minnow-looking lures, metal lures, those tend to be the most popular for bonito. You can also catch them on a fly rod. But again, that's a big challenge because they are such fast-moving fish.
There's no size limit on bonito.
There's no size limit on bonito, and you can keep them. They are delicious eating. Unlike false albacore, which look very similar and have a very fishy taste, most folks figure that bonito are quite delicious.
Now, Kevin, this late August moment, there's a lot of small bait we're seeing in the water now. What does that mean for the season and for the fishing coming up?
Well, it's a very good sign for the season coming up. Most of the small bait we're seeing right now is what fishermen call peanut bunker, and those are juvenile menhaden. So menhaden, which fishermen tend to call bunker, they spawn offshore, and then the larvae get swept into our inshore waters, start to grow this time of year, and that's when we see them. So these small bait fish, good numbers of them around in Vineyard Sound and in Cape Cod Bay, Buzzards Bay, and that sort of provides the base of the food web for the fall. So that's when we see bonito, bluefish, stripers all like to feed on them, and we see some really good action in the fall.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing, and if we're heading out this weekend, what should we be looking for?
Well, this weekend we've been hearing a lot of reports of plenty of bait, again, mostly peanut bunker in Vineyard Sound, and that has lots of bluefish feeding on it, as well as some scattered bonito and king mackerel. So if you can get out in that area, if you can get through all the bluefish, you might be able to find some bonito. Even more bonito around Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and the Elizabeth Islands. That's got folks excited. And then in the Cape Cod Canal, more peanut bunker, and that's where you'll find stripers feeding on them, mostly the east end of the canal, and then also out into Cape Cod Bay. Some big bass in Cape Cod Bay right now feeding on mackerel. That action could move into the canal with the full moon on Sunday, or it might be left just to the boat fishermen out in Cape Cod Bay.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.